The nervous urgency that launches Bach's Cantata 168 strikes deeply into the very core of human existence and demands a reckoning. But whenever Bach poses an existential challenge, he also lights up the pathway to a resolution. In the Cantata 168, the, quote, word of thunder may be fearsome, but the bliss of heaven is right around the corner. It's all coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello, I'm Brian McCreath. Welcome to the Bach Hour from Classical Radio Boston, WCRB, a part of WGBH. The Cantata number 168, Tu Erechnung Donnerwort, or Settle Account, Word of Thunder, is a very short piece, but it nevertheless embodies the foundations of Bach's music as an expression of his faith. You'll find a translation of that piece from Boston's Emmanuel Music when you visit us online at classicalwcrb.org, where you can hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. Also on the program today is the amazing double quintet known as German Brass. And before all that, here is pianist Murray Pariah. This is the Partita number 5 here on the Bach Hour.
Thank you.
From a 2009 release, that was Murray Pariah with one of the sets of pieces you might consider a compendium of styles from around Europe, all channeled through the genius of Bach. The Partita No. 5, built on dance forms from France, Italy, and the composer's own native Germany. These days, it's relatively rare to find any kind of depiction of the God of Christianity that's not built around warmth and forgiveness. But that's not the side of God that Bach had in mind when he wrote his Cantata No. 168, Tu Errechnung Donnerwort, or Settle Account, Word of Thunder. Set to a libretto by Salomo Franck, it opens with a relentless and threatening aria for the bass soloist, who describes that word of thunder as capable of splitting rocks and freezing blood. The tenor soloist makes it clear that there's quite a bit of scorekeeping going on, singing first that I shudder when I see my accounts so full of defects. I have the goods which God has lent me cold-mindedly squandered. And as if that weren't enough, he continues, capital and interest, my debts must one day be accounted for. Everything I owe is written in God's book. I guess we can imagine what the merchant class who filled the church in Bach's Leipzig might have felt about the time they were hearing this. But then the bass soloist steps in again to say that you can relax. The debts are already paid. They were paid in blood by Jesus. And by the way, since you're such a good soul, you probably ought to give your money to the poor anyway. It all sets up the turning point when the alto and soprano soloists sing together of breaking the chains of material wealth to embrace a solid house that will last forever in heaven when the goods of earth turn to dust. And through the course of this short cantata, Bach pulls off a sonic corollary to the message he's expressing. Just as the cantata asks believers to give up material wealth for a purer faith, each movement, Bach writes, strips away the complexity of the instrumental accompaniment. Ever so gradually, by removing a few players here and there and simplifying what those musicians play in each new recitative and aria, Bach brings the piece to a close with the starkly pure, beautiful sound of a chorale in four voices. Remember, you can find a translation of the text for this piece at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Here is Bach's Cantata No. 168, in a performance that features soprano Noemi Son Nad, alto Antonia Frey, tenor Johannes Kaleschke, and bass Peter Harvey, all of whom also form the choral ensemble. Rudolf Lutz leads the orchestra of the J.S. Bach Foundation of St. Gallen, Switzerland, here on the Bach Hour.
Zur Rechnung, Donnerwort, ach, du musst Gott wiedergeben, seine Güte, Leib und Leben, zur Rechnung, zur Rechnung.
Rechnungen so voll Defekte sehe. Ich habe
Schroffes Herz, lieb und verzage nicht, tritt freudig vor der Richt und überfüllt dich dein Gewissen, du werdest hier verstummen müssen. So schau den Bürgen an, der alle Schulden hat. Ist bezahlt und völlig abgeführt, was du, o Mensch, in Rechnung schuldig blieben. Des Lammes Blut, o großes Leben, hat deine Schuld durchstrichen und dich mit Gott verglichen. Ist bezahlt, du bist quittiert, indessen, weil du weißt, dass du Haushalter seist, so sei bemüht und unvergessen, den Mammon klüglich anzuwenden, den Armen wohl zu tun. So wirst du, wenn sich Zeit und Leben enden, in Himmels Hütten sicher ruhen.
Bach's Cantata No. 168, To Erechnung Donnerwort, or Settle Account, Word of Thunder, in a performance by the J.S. Bach Foundation of St. Gallen in Switzerland with director Rudolf Lutz. The soloists included soprano Noemi Sohn-Nad, alto Antonia Frey, tenor Johannes Kaleschke, and bass Peter Harvey, who also formed the choral ensemble. The chorale tune of the final movement of the Cantata 168 is also the basis of this organ prelude, performed here by Gerhard Weinberger. A prelude on the chorale Lord Jesus Christ, You Highest Good, the same chorale Bach used in the final movement of the Cantata 168. Gerhard Weinberger was the organist at the Heinrich Gottfried Trost organ at St. Walpurgis Church in Grossengottern, Germany, one of the earliest instruments built by a craftsman who would go on to be a legendary organ builder in Bach's time. Speaking of legendary, one of the great ensembles of our time is German brass. Made up of 10 players from orchestras and conservatories around Germany, here they are with the opening three movements from the Easter Oratorio here on the Bach Hour. Thank you. That's German Brass with their own arrangement of the opening movements of Bach's Easter Oratorio. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.